Hey, it's Phil Hendry, and it's episode 168 now of our classic podcast for our BSPs exclusively here on the Phil Hendry website. If you're listening to this podcast and you did not obtain it by way of a BSP and you did not obtain it by way of a friend, but you're downloading it from a torrent site, you're breaking the law. You're breaking the law. And in point of fact, the podcast has within it a recorded tone, which helps us track it. So in point of fact, the device that you're listening to it on right now has been identified, at least within this tracking system. I don't have it, but it goes into a central system that's run by Multimedia, which is an agency in Washington, D.C., working in conjunction with RIAA. So I would suggest seriously that you get rid of the device, unless you want to be tracked, and certainly get rid of this material. But that's neither here nor there. What I'd like to introduce you to here today is something that I know you'll enjoy. It is the R.C. Collins of old. R.C. Collins, before he went into the military academy, R.C. Collins, when he was a goth punk kid at high school and was getting involved in everybody's business. This is from October of 1999. Wait till you hear how young and stupid R.C. is here. He's young and stupid now, but he was lost back then. And drug testing had just become available to parents by way of a high school in San Dimas. R.C. is on to say, if you're going to drug test kids, why not drug test the adults too? And you can imagine the kind of falderol and contretemps he started with this one. It's R.C. Collins from when he was still living with his mom, October of 99, and the drug testing of parents being the controversy here on this particular episode of our classic podcast, episode 168. Our first guest is a junior at Chatsworth High School, R.C. Collins, who is commenting this evening on parents in the Bonita United School, Unified School District, I should say, which is out near San Dimas. This is San Dimas High School specifically. Parents are free to go to the school to pick up drug testing kits. Parents wondering if their kids are doing drugs are getting help from the Bonita Unified School District. District schools will begin stocking kits for free distribution to parents who want to test their children's urine for cocaine, methamphetamines, and marijuana. It was big news on the San Dimas High School campus on Monday, but not everyone was thrilled with the idea. The student body gave it a mixed reaction. Some of the students in favor of it, some of them not. But the school, I guess, the Unified School District, united in this attitude that parents, if they want to drug test their kids, should be allowed to, and that the school will make available to the parents these drug testing kits. R.C. Collins, you're a junior at Chatsworth?
That's right.
And you are obviously against this.
Well, to my way of thinking, Mr. Henry, this is the last straw. I really think that this is the final violation and the final hypocrisy of an establishment of adults and parents and teachers that don't understand the constitutional rights of young people, number one, and number two, just exactly what is it they think they're accomplishing with the drug testing kits? What are going home with the parents? Are they hopeful that the students will not have drugs in their system and in so being drug-free have a better school year? Or is it that they want to demonstrate more power over the students of the school? And it's my opinion that it's the latter.
That they want to demonstrate more power.
That they want to exercise more power over the young people of the school. Now,
are you a student body officer at all? You're a junior at Chatsworth High.
Phil, my feeling is I've not been involved in school politics because I'm really not interested in playing that. I'm not interested in being some school, lapdog, that the kids can, that the teachers can be in control of. That's not my thing. My thing is simply the civil rights of students as it pertains to this issue. And I think this thing has just been kicked around way too much.
What has? The idea of drug testing students?
The idea of drug testing students, I think, is arcane. It is hypocritical. And I really believe that it's what you might call hypocritical. And so in my opinion, I really believe it needs to be made unavailable as much as now that it is available. This I really believe in. And I really, really, really believe it, that a lot of these students are being led down the daisy chain path of the garden path.
Okay, well, you talk about hypocrisy. This is an interesting thing. What do you mean by hypocrisy?
Ah, you want to know what I mean by hypocrisy?
Yes, I do. I mean, when you're talking about students, parents protecting their young people. I recognize that you're 16. I recognize that you are that I'm a member of the indicted group. I'm an adult. Okay, but you talk about hypocrisy.
Yes, hypocrisy. Let's get back to that point, because I think the more you want to mealy-mouth the other issue, I think it really obfuscates, okay, what we're talking about. Let's talk about hypocrisy for a minute, Phil. This is not about protecting kids. It's not about having the trust. It's an old saying that my grandfather used to say around our house when he was alive. Okay, he got prostate cancer 5 years ago, and that's what killed him eventually. It spread to his brain. But my grandfather used to say...
I'm very sorry to hear that about your grandfather.
Thank you. My grandfather used to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now, I want you to think about that. What do you think that means, Phil?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It means what everybody, don't have a double standard.
Ah, don't have a double standard, right. Let me ask a question of you and all of the adults that are listening to your show tonight. If it's important for young people to be drug tested in school, why is it not equally important to drug test the parents who are charged with raising us, who are charged with earning the money to support us, who are charged with making life and death decisions with regard to our lives, who are charged with making decisions with regard to our education, who are charged with making decisions with regard to our spiritual upbringing? They came from the free love and the free smoke generation. Why aren't they being drug tested as well as us? They are the ones that brought the drugs into our lives and their generation. And that's what I tell the kids at school.
Are you part of a school club or something? Because, I mean, you sound like you've got some experience.
I've spoken to other students on campus about this. And I've talked to some of the teachers who don't want to be mentioned, but a lot of them think it makes a lot of sense.
You're talking about drug testing parents.
Why not? We drug test bus drivers. We drug test people who fly airplanes. We want to drug test students because we don't trust the young. What about the parents? Why are we drug testing them? You want me to piss into a cup? Then, mister, you better be ready to piss right alongside of me. And if my mother comes home with a...
What club are you in? Are you in a club at school?
I'm in the drama club.
You're in the drama club. You're an actor?
I'm in the drama club, yeah.
Because you've got a flair that is both... compelling, but it also is rather strident, okay?
Forget about my speaking style, Mr. Henry. Please listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. If my mother wants me to piss into a cup and find out whether I'm doing cocaine, methamphetamine, or marijuana, then she better be ready to hike the skirt up and squat right over the same cup and let her pour. Because if she suspects me of using drugs, and in so suspecting me, wants to make sure I'm not messing my life up, I have the right, to make sure she not use drugs because she's my mother. And if anybody should be drug-free, she should be. And I'm going to tell you something else, Mr. Henry, because I know you're getting close to your break.
Yes, I am.
Don't make any mistake about it. Young people today and students today are not stupid. We see the hypocrisy in herding us like cattle into the drug test Gestapo so that we can control all the young people. We see the hypocrisy in that when the teachers and the parents of the PTO are not drug tested themselves.
And sorry, so hold on for just a minute.
One more point, though.
No, hold on, because I got to take a break. So you're saying the parents and teachers should be drug tested along with the students?
I'm saying squat right now, right over the same Petri dish that I'm peeing into. You got it. That's my mother. That's my biology teacher. That's all of them.
All right, R.C. Collins is a junior in Chatsworth High. Parents can avail themselves of drug testing kits from a school district here in Southern California. And he's basically saying he's happy to be drug tested if the parents and the teachers are drug tested as well. His point being that they are charged with equal, if not more, responsibility and are charged with life and death decisions, unlike the students. It's an interesting point, although he has a rather strident way of putting it. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins is a junior at Chatsworth High School here in Southern California. Now, I gave you the opportunity, R.C., while we were on our break here, to screen some of the phone calls that are coming in from listeners. I know a lot of them are adults, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, and I heard you get into it with at least one of them. What were you saying?
Well, I found it very interesting. One of the parents that called in wanted to make the point that most parents are on drug tests anyway, and I said, no, that's not true. You have no way of proving that. Well, she said if they worked in a regulated industry, and I said, but you have no way of proving what the percentage is of parents that work in regulated industry, so therefore you have no way of proving how many parents are being drug tested. And once I backed her into that corner, a very interesting thing happened, Mr. Henry. She agreed with me that parents should be drug tested.
Are you talking about every single parent of every single student?
Every single parent that insists on drug testing their child should be themselves drug tested. And if the kids are drug tested across the board, then the parents themselves across the board should be drug tested as well. And only then are we going to eliminate the hypocrisy. But I really thought it was interesting once I backed this lady up against the wall and she had nowhere to crawl to, she finally agreed with me, you're right. And it's tough for an adult to kind of give in to a 16-year-old kid. But you know something? We got bigger fish to fry and there's bigger stakes than whether or not the adults maintain their pride. Whether the adults can maintain their pride, we're talking about whether or not they can walk the walk as well as talk the talk of the drug testing of the kids in the schools now.
All right. 1-800-4... I understand what you're saying. I don't know what good it's going to do.
Well, it can certainly ferret out a lot of these drug abusing, dope smoking, alcoholic, no-count parents that some of the kids at our school shouldn't even be living with.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Charlotte, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, this guy, man, he is just off key here. I mean, I'm a 21-year-old parent. I'm young.
How old is your kid?
I have one two-year-old, and I have one that was just born Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm kind of furious about this. This is ridiculous. I mean, of course.
Yeah, you really sounded.
These kids are in school to learn, and if drug tests are going to do it, then
hey, wait a second. What are the parents there for?
Do what?
What are the parents that you, parent, hello?
To work and support my child.
Yeah,
and if I feel that my child.
How do we know you're capable?
Hey, you had your time on the air, buddy.
How do we know you're capable?
Give me my time on the air.
I asked the question. How do we know you're capable?
How do you know I'm capable?
Yeah, why don't we drug test you to make sure you're not going to drop your kid out of a window, drive drunk in a car, not support the kid financially?
Because
or
I have responsibility unlike you as
a
child.
Responsibility, but we don't know that unless we drug test you whether you're going to carry
Listen, partner,
do we?
I work 50, 60 hours a week.
I don't know that. I take drug
tests at work, and I don't. My responsibility is take care of my kids.
Good. So you do take
and so
drug
therefore,
test.
If I felt that my kids were acting as if they were doing drugs, acting as if they were using illegal substances in my house, at school, or any other place, I feel the right to engage in that
drug testing you?
Take control of that situation.
And what if you're acting in a way that's hazardous to your kids? Who drug tests you?
Like I said, if I'm acting hazardous to my kids, then that goes on to another level where DSS or someone else will step into line as if someone would see me acting bad with my kids. I hope they call DSS.
Hey, man, if a kid's screwing up in school, he gets thrown out of school. What do you got to drug test him for?
If a kid screws up in school,
you throw him out of school. If a kid screws up in school, he gets an F. Same thing with you going to DSS or whatever it is.
Screws up and gets an F. What's getting an F have to do with drugs? Drugs are just, if a kid screws up in school, he needs help. If a kid's doing drugs,
he seriously needs
some help.
And what if you're doing drugs and your kid's, like, strapped to the top of the car?
Then hell, if I'm doing drugs, I need help, too. But I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not doing drugs in mine. And I'll be damned if my kids are going to do drugs, too. And
well,
if I see the signs of it, and I believe me, I know the signs.
This man is saying that...
No, I know what this guy's saying. He wants us to believe that he's okay, but we're not supposed to trust his kids.
Hell, I'm not saying I'm okay, buddy.
Well,
I'm just saying I'm a decent guy, and if you don't believe me, I really care less because I really don't care about you.
Yeah, but what
all
if
I'm
we
saying
decide
is,
to drug
is,
test?
Yeah, if I was your parents, I'd have you drug tested right now because if you're opposed to being drug tested, then obviously you're doing something wrong.
And if you are opposed to being drug tested, you're doing something wrong.
I'm not opposed to being drug tested. That's
okay,
my whole,
good.
That's the whole
then,
damn
then,
thing here. I'm not opposed to being drug tested.
Okay,
I'm not
then,
opposed for anybody
then
being
you
drug
agree
tested.
With me. Then you agree with me.
I do not.
Let me ask the caller. Do you think that parents should be drug tested, sir?
I don't think the parents should be drug tested. But I think the kids
are
in school, and if the parents feel they need to be drug tested, then they should be drug tested. But like I said, if the parents are acting in a very unreasonable manner, then they should be taken care of. And I'm just saying that the kids, and I'm not talking. This is not about parents. This is about the kids. That's what this whole thing is about.
You ever been drug tested?
Plenty of times.
This man said that he's drug tested at work.
Then you got no problem with it. And that's what I'm saying. Every parent needs to reach down deep and decide whether they want to be drug tested or not. Because if they're going to drug test my butt, get ready to squat over the dish.
Whatever. If these kids are acting stupid and opposed to this.
Got to take a break. Thank you, sir. Phil Henry Show.
Y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins from Chatsworth High, Jr. At Chatsworth High.
What was that bumper music what you played just then?
What was that, Tony?
Everclear.
Everclear?
You're rad. That's pretty good.
Okay, I need to get back to what we're talking about here in terms of the... You were talking about parents being drug tested, correct?
That is correct. That is our contention. I'll tell you something. We really had it up to here being used as the guinea pigs for the baby boomers, the now parent baby boomers who can't figure out and can't seem to come to a moral, you know, to a comfortable moral spot about their drug use that they were involved in. So now they take their kids and put us through the ringer because they're they're all conflicted about when they were doing acid and hash and everything else. So why do I got to have my ass run through the ringer when it, you know, that they need to?
Yeah, but you're saying they need to be drug tested.
If these parents want to put me through this bull crap, yeah, then they got to go through it too.
All right, 1-8, that's all I'm asking, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Hickory on the, or Lake Lure on the Phil Hendry Show. No, Hickory. I don't know where the hell I am. Is it Hickory? Yes.
Yeah, Hickory, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
As far as, you know, kids being drug tested in school and stuff, there's a law. I can't dictate exactly which law it is, but there is a law that says that until a child is 18 years of age, the parents, whether it's a single parent or both parents, have legal access to everything that they bring in. If you go out and you get a job, bring home a paycheck, your parents can take that until you turn 18.
These are all minor details.
They may be minor details to you, but the simple fact that while you're a student, while you're living in your mom and your dad's house, they have that right to make sure that you're doing, you know, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. And
these are mere technicalities. I'm talking about whether or not we're going to hold our parents to the same standard what they hold me to. What about it? Are you going to allow yourself to be used as a junk mule, you know, when they're making you pee into a dish? And you don't even get to see whether they have been using it or not.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me to take drug tests. When I go and apply for a job, I have to pee in a cup. I have to pee in a cup. If I don't pee in that cup, I get fired.
Yeah, but
okay,
what are you talking about in school?
Yeah, even in school. When I was in Texas going to school, we had to do drug tests for the school. For the school. That's not parents stepping in. That's the federal government
Don't the parents need to have a drug test just for being a parent is what I'm saying.
You can't do that.
Dude. You gotta open your eyes and join what is a growing logical movement of students and young people asking simply that if they want us to be drug tested, then we should have them squat over a dish. This is the generation that popularized marijuana, methamphetamine, and cocaine use. This is the generation that's conflicted about their past use of drugs, and so they put us through their moral tests because they don't have the guts to do it to themselves. I'm tired of it, man. And I don't... What?
As far as your parents developing the drug generation, no, that's not true. Drugs go back way beyond it. Back They had stimulants that they would use to fill either for medicine or for...
Dude, you can't let your parents push you around.
My parents don't push me around.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
What are you still living at home for?
I don't live at home. I'm a parent. I've got a small child. My son's only 3 months old, okay? When he gets to the age...
Do you live in your home?
What do you mean, do I live in my home? Do I live with my mom and my dad? No.
You don't live with your mom and dad anymore?
No.
How old are you?
I moved out of my parents' house when I was 16, when I became an adult, when I became mature.
You got to move out, man, and know the freedom.
I do know the freedom. What you need to learn,
when did you move out?
He moved out when he was 16. He's 23 now. He's been moved out 7 years.
Are your kids still living with you?
Yeah, 3 months old. Of course he's going to be living with me.
How old is he?
3 months.
Is he still living with you?
He's 3 months old. Yes, he'd still be living with him. Are you using drugs?
What?
No.
Not you. Are you, RC?
I have a bowl of Cocoa Puffs. What's it to you?
Some of the students' body was saying yes.
Dude, I get
they need
my
to be
seven.
Drug tested. Some of the students were saying no. Well, who do you think is saying no?
Dude,
the people that are
wrong.
Staying straight or the people that are going out behind the school buildings going all damn day?
Well, wait a second, man. I'm 99. There's nothing wrong with snapping a bipper once in a time, but what about my mom? She's snapping a bipper. Who's talking to her about that?
Your mom to be drug tested, you know what you do? You go up to her and say, okay, I tell you what. If you go get 2 drug kits from the school, me and you will both will pee and we'll see what results are.
That's what I said to her, man. I said, you squat right over the same cup that I'm leaking into. She gets all pissed off.
Of course she would. That's a crude way of putting it.
That's right.
What do you mean, snapping a bipper?
Every once in a while.
R.C., you're 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you and your mom get into a lot of fights all the time?
Only about stuff like this and the Star Wars newsletter that I do.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Who raises their voice first, her or you?
When she says to me that I can't be, you know, sparking the owl every now and again, yeah, I'll raise my voice.
So you jump up in your mom's face, therefore you have no respect for her.
That's right, and you got to have some respect for your mother, and maybe you guys can work this out. Thank you, sir, for your call. I got to move on here. Dahlonega, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey,
hi, ma'am.
R.C., are you on drugs? Have you been doing drugs?
Like I said, maybe I'll go ahead and blast up a bowl every now and again.
Well, then of course you'd be
of course you'd be
opposed to getting drug tests. Your mother put a roof over your head.
That's just it. I'm not opposed.
No, I'm not opposed.
You missed my point. I'm not opposed. I'm saying that you and I got to squat over a dish. Why don't our parents?
Because it's not our right to know what our parents are doing. Hello.
Hey, wait a second. Are they raising you?
Yes. That's their right to know.
And they're making decisions about your life. That are life and death decisions, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, if they're making life and death decisions about your life, don't you think you got a right to know whether they've been snapping a bipper? You just trust them, huh?
Of course I trust my parents. I respect my parents.
Yeah,
I don't get up in my parents' face if they tell me that they want me to take a drug test.
Dude, I feel sorry for you.
Why do you feel sorry for me? I have a good relationship with my parents.
You can't always be sure what they're thinking about.
Why? It's not my right to know what they're thinking about. You're 16, R.C. You have no right to tell your parents what they will and will not do with their pee. You can't tell them that.
I got no problem with leaving my pee in a cup if my mom wants to squat over the same cup.
Why should she have to? She's your mother.
Because she could be doing stuff that could be endangering my life as my mom and as my mother.
But has she given you any reason to think that?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on after I go to bed.
If she hasn't given you any reason, why should she pee in a cup with you? If you've given her reason, she has the right to. You're under 18, son.
Well, wait a second. I never did nothing to make her think I gotta go pee no cup.
Well
wait a second. You just got done saying you're blasting up a bowl every now and again.
I know, right?
Every now and again? What's up with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
what are you trying to say?
I'm saying you're 16 and you're blasting up, what, before school?
Maybe, to take a little of the edge off. So?
Are you making good grades, R.C.?
You know, I'm pulling a C.
Okay, well, I'm pulling all A's, hon. I'm in honors courses, okay?
Okay.
It's because
I don't blast up
a bowl before school.
Yeah, you want to push your lips up against somebody's hind end. That's your whole story.
Actually, no.
You know?
As a matter of fact, I've been suspended twice this year for lipping off. But you know what? It's just because I've got an attitude. It's not because I'm on drugs.
Hey, don't you think that you shouldn't be squatting over a dish?
No, I would squat over a dish for any freaking body.
Haven't
done anything wrong.
Where's your self-respect?
My self-respect? Where? What? Oh, my God.
You're going to be squatting over a dish for some adult? God damn. Wow.
Don't cuss at me. You've been getting an attitude with your parents,
seriously,
okay?
Seriously.
Wait a second.
R.C., they have every right
to... Let me ask you a question here, R.C. If she voluntarily, if she feels... I'm not saying you have to. But if she thinks it's cool, if she says, okay, I'll allow my parents to drug test me... Then why shouldn't she?
That's a betrayal.
A betrayal?
It's a betrayal of everything that our generation whatever stood for.
And what does our generation stand for, R.C.? You're smoking a bowl and before school. Is that what our generation stands for? I don't think so.
Well, you know, it stands for a lot of stuff.
What's a betrayal is you coming on the radio and sitting there trying to act all cool and trying to act all smart and everything when you don't know what you're talking about.
What have I said that's wrong?
You sat there and dude told you a million times how old his son was, that he lived with him. I mean, obviously you're high right now, otherwise you would have caught it.
The guy said that his son lives with him, and you asked him if his son was still living at home. The kid's 3 months old.
What?
The kid's 3 months old.
This lady's got no kids.
I'm talking about the caller that was on before her. He said he said that he was a father. And he'd been moved out from his house for 7 years. He had a 3-month-old son. And you're asking, does your son still live at home with you?
I mean, Jesus, you must be high right now. I mean, that's the only
reason
you're
nothing wrong with sparking up an owl. I sparked an owl. What's wrong with that? Try to take the edge off.
Take the edge off of what?
The fact that this whole trip, man, is wrong. It's just wrong.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Nobody understands.
You was 12?
Yes, I was,
you
as a matter of fact.
All...
And you know what? I figured out it was wrong because it made me have weird trips like you're doing right now. You just started crying over nothing. Everybody understands where you're coming from in our generation. Trust me. There's a lot of people that smoke pot that don't want to have a drug test.
Our whole
generation.
But you
know what the whole thing is if people are going to have to respect you and see it from your view, you've got to respect people and see it from their view, too.
Our whole generation grew up in the shadow of Columbine and the riots and earthquakes and all kinds of stuff.
So does that make it right for us to do it, too?
Oh, well, I'm saying is that you blasted up when you was 12. Somebody must have, there must have been some bad stuff going on around
you. No, it's not my parents' fault. It's my fault for being stupid.
How come you was sparking it out at 12?
Because I was stupid. My parents didn't know, and when they knew, they slapped me in rehab, which is exactly what your parents need to do.
Good, man. I mean, your parents, like, interceded on your behalf, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I respect my parents for that, you know. They kept me from doing a lot of BS like this dude's doing.
You smoke the kind indica?
Excuse me?
You know, the indica kind?
Get out of here, man. I don't want to start comparing what kind of dope people are smoking.
I mean, what is that?
Humboldt Green?
Well, what does that have to do with this whole concept of what we're talking about?
Was that Green Chronic or what?
Okay, shut up. And I'm going to put you on hold. And thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the kid is, like, talking about how he doesn't want to be drug tested and parents ought to be drug tested, and now we find out this guy's smoking himself. He's smoking himself a bowl of Cocoa Puffs every now and again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins from Chatsworth High. Drug testing students is, you know, been discussed for eons. Well, ever since they've had drug test kits and students have been taking drugs. In California, in Laverne, actually in San Dimas High School in the Bonita Unified School District, they're giving out drug test kits to any parent that wants one. And R.C. Collins is on the line with us to say, as a student, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And you mentioned that, you know, parents ought to be drug tested. You also mentioned that you actively use drugs.
All I said was that on occasion, maybe I'll snap a binker, but ain't no thing.
Okay, man, I don't know what language you're speaking.
I'm saying I'll blast up a bowl every now and then, but ain't no thing. I mean a bipper.
What's a binker? What's a binker?
Binker's more, that's when you're smoking just crap. That's when you're not even smoking weed, like you're smoking lint. Because there have been times where you just get down to like smoking lint or crap out of the, you know, like out of a vacuum cleaner. Stuff like that.
You roll up crap out of a vacuum cleaner?
Sometimes, yeah. Just whatever you find.
Here's Matthews on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
First of all, R.C., you need to stop smoking whatever you're smoking before school because you can learn to speak better English. Second of all...
Oh, everybody's got a point to make about me, but
yeah.
About what
are
I'm...
you listening to yourself? You are the most ignorant person I think I know. First of all...
You don't know me, baby.
I don't want to know you.
You get to know me. I think you might get to like me.
Please. I would rather, you know, relate with more mature people. Okay? No,
whatever.
Listen to me. You shut up for a second. You talk too much, okay?
Hey, all I'm saying is...
Anyways,
we know what you're saying.
Listen to me, okay? Parents, when they were doing drugs, it was popular, okay? Now, you know, things are a lot more dangerous. You know, they put, like, strychnine in the LSD.
What?
You
need to talk, okay? About?
Okay, our parents are looking out for us, okay? They've lived their lives, okay? They want to make sure we don't screw up like they did.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
I see.
They want us to drug test. Why do you have such a problem with it?
Here's why I got a problem with it. Because they went through their moral dilemma about the use of their drugs. They smoked all the ganja. They you know...
They hacked their fair share of bowls.
They hacked their fair share of bowls. But when it comes time for you and me to take a little peek at the party, guess what? Lights out. Everybody's gone home. What's that about?
To the last caller that called in.
What?
Did you not just listen to the last caller that called in? She was smoking when she was 12. She stopped because she realized how stupid she was. I'm the same way.
Hey.
I'm 21 years old. I live on my own. Okay? If my grandparents or my parents wanted a drug test me...
She said a dirty word.
Yeah, I got to put the caller on hold because you did let out with an F. And I would appreciate it, ma'am, in Matthews, if you would hold the F-bombs to in abeyance until after you get off the air, if you wouldn't mind. I would very much appreciate that. This is the Phil Henry Show. We will go back to the lady because I do believe that was probably inadvertent. Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. I can understand.
Yeah, who's on drugs, you or me? You went out with the F-bomb.
Ooh, because I curse, I'm on drugs. Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah, well...
But I'm not the one that has the problem getting drug tested.
You said that you lived at your home or something.
No, I live on my own.
She lives on her own.
Do you have kids?
No.
Are they still living at home?
I don't have kids.
What?
She doesn't have...
I don't have any kids. What part of this don't you understand?
So they're not still living at home then would be the answer, wouldn't it?
I don't have any kids to start off with. Why would they be living at home?
No, but I'm saying if you don't have no kids, then they're then they're not living at home.
That's not even a question.
What?
What do you care, man? What's the point of what you're saying?
The point of what I'm trying to make to the lady is, back when our parents had bowls of plenty, they were jamming...
That's their business.
Well, how
it's none of our business what they used to do.
Yeah, but they're making us pay the price because of their moral...
Because they realize they messed up. They don't want us to go the same way they did.
They don't want us to
what
have
What part
the,
of this are you having trouble
they
understanding?
They don't want us to have the fun they had.
Fun? You can have fun without drugs.
You listen to any of these old freaks, these old 40-year-old people talking about all their parties that went down, going to see the Doors, going to see Zeppelin. They talk about it like it's the bitchinest thing that ever happened to them. But then when they talk to us, it's like, oh, yeah, you don't want to go down the road that we went down. It was really bad. That's bull crap. Ask Mr. Henry. Hey, Mr. Henry.
What?
You're old, aren't you?
Yeah, man, I'm old. Thanks a lot.
Okay, did you party or what?
Yes, I partied.
You said you went and saw the Doors and stuff, didn't you?
So what, man? You can go and see your freaking Everclear. You go and see Nirvana, you know?
Yeah, but you guys were hacking bowls right there when you was watching Jim Morrison, wasn't you? Wasn't you?
Hey, look, kid, I'm not going to be yelled at, okay?
Wasn't you?
Respect your elders, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Grandpa. Weren't you hacking a bowl when you saw the Doors?
Hey, look, kid. Okay, I don't need to be talked down to.
Weren't you, though?
We smoked weed. We went to concerts. We did it.
Yeah, and you had a ball. But now you're looking at me and this poor befuddled woman in Matthews who's so brainwashed, she don't know how to have a good time anymore.
You're the one that's brainwashed.
Hey, you're the one that said that we can't be out hacking no bowls, ain't you?
You don't need to. Why do you have to do drugs to have fun?
Oh, yeah, that's what all the people say at school are stupid.
You know what? I used to do drugs. I used to smoke, you know, weed. I used to snort coke. I used to do all of that.
Wasn't
okay?
it fun?
It didn't get me anywhere. I didn't have any more fun than I do now.
How come you're living at home?
I don't. I live on
my
own.
She does. She lives it on her own, okay?
I thought she said she lived... Okay, but that's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. What's your point? Make it.
I did. I already did.
No, you haven't.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Matthews, North Carolina.
Can you get to California?
Yeah, I'll be there in March.
Hey, check it out. Okay?
You know what? I'm from Miami, Florida, originally, okay?
Yeah, but check
it out. We have drugs like you wouldn't believe down there.
Hey,
you don't need to do them.
Check it out. My parents have a place in Santa Barbara.
Oh, please.
I'm telling you.
I have better things to waste my time on than you.
It'll be raging.
I don't care.
How old is you?
How old is I?
Yeah.
Speak English.
How old is you?
I am 21.
Oh, yeah.
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 Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.